Joining us this time is Paul Fink, the Maverick Millionaire, a name synonymous with unconventional strategies in business and life that lead to extraordinary results. Paul's philosophy breaks the mold, encouraging entrepreneurs worldwide to think differently and act boldly. Today, we're going to dive into the insights and strategies that have made him a sought-after mentor for those aiming to achieve well beyond their dreams. Paul, welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
Well, if we can we rewind just for a moment so I can ask what ignited your passion for helping others achieve unconventional success?
Oh my gosh. Yes, my passion. I've been a caretaker, if you will, of the world for most of my life. I went from 3 to 30, you know, overnight, and it's always been my matrix. I studied psychology in high school and college. I planned to be a clinical psychiatrist. Then I shifted gears when I was in college and realized that I had more passion for the business side of things than for the counseling side, although it's always stayed with me over time. And kind of full circle, I now combine both in counseling entrepreneurs and small business owners all over the world. My core, though, when we start getting clear with my passions, I ignited and really stepped up my game when about 25 years ago, 28 years ago, I started having children. And now I've got 6 children. And I got to tell you, you want to step up your game, have a whole bunch of people looking at you to make sure that they survive. So, and that now has extended. So I kind of play dad to the world, if you will. And that's how I approach everything is caretaking dad. How do I guide people to have the best world, the best life that they can have?
So take us a bit further into your universe now. You have untold success in this area, in this industry. Just maybe tell us, Paul, about some of the books, the strategies, the courses, the world, according to Paul Fink.
Yeah, I engage with entrepreneurs, small business owners all around the world in live events, in one-on-one coaching and group coaching. I've done somewhere in excess of $50 million in informational products, done somewhere in excess of 250, 300 live boot camps, have about 18, now it's exactly 18 bestsellers out there on the marketplace in books. So gone through the test of time, and I've been coaching people at this level for 17 years. And gosh, it feels like I've only just begun. So on a day-to-day basis, I spend a ton of my time coaching entrepreneurs and building up exactly how to create their first million and their next millions, if you will, in multiple different industries.
How do you blend those strategies together to create the success that you've had as well?
There's some core. I would consider myself a strategic coach. And in that way, you've got to look at the bigger picture. And I think that's one of there are two major components, if you will, big rocks that people miss. Either they don't look at the big picture. They don't look at the 10,000, 20,000 foot view on how everything that is happening in their business and their life integrates. In the Maverick community, we believe that there's one life. It's not about compartmentalizing your personal life and your business life. You want to create just congruency with everything that you're doing. Make sure that it flows as one rather than separating it all out. And so taking that big picture on how does my business relate to my personal life? How do I design my business so that it integrates with my personal life so that my personal life doesn't suffer, nor does my business life suffer? And so those are really key. And then the other big rock is, well, then you also have to go granular. You've got to have a strategic plan. So many people, they have this, they might have the bold vision, right? The great plan for the 5, 10-year, 20-year plan, only they have no idea what they're doing tomorrow. They have no idea what the next step is to create that bridge between today and tomorrow. And you've got to have both. And so one of the things that we help our clients with is getting clear with what is your strategic plan? What is your bold vision for your future? And then what's the today plan? How does what you do right now impact where you're going to be in 5 years? Because I got to tell you, if it's not directly connected, if what you're doing today is not directly connected to your big vision, your big plan, or building your dream life, it's actually detracting from it. You're either moving towards your great life or you're moving away. There's no neutral. And so many people get in that complacency, that neutral space where whatever happens, happens. They're guaranteed to go backwards. This isn't me talking. I accumulate knowledge from all over the world and from throughout the millennium. I've been studying this and reading this for over 40 years. And this is philosophy going all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. And this is core. You're either growing or you're dying.
And how easy do you find it to help guide people in this way? Obviously, there must be a lot of resistance in some ways.
It's a little bit counter to how most of us, I mean, even me, I was in the medical field, I was in the dental field, I set up dental clinics. And one of the things that I remember back then is my clientele, my dental clients, had nothing to do with my family. They didn't know it. They maybe met them once a year at the big annual conventions. But other than that, they had no connection whatsoever. And what I found is that I didn't enjoy my life as much. And so when you're not passionate, when you're not enjoying what you're doing, do you tend to do more of it or less of it? Do you tend to fight to create more of that in your life? Or do you resist it? So what I found is that when we embrace this concept, when we actually flow and create congruency with everything that we're doing, our world exponentially grows. It's the concept of unconscious competence, where we don't have to be thinking about it. We don't have to be actively pursuing it. It automatically flows into our life without that resistance, without that heavy lifting. So what I find is at the beginning, people resist it. They're like, because it's foreign to how they're normally taught and what they normally think. And then there's a shift. There's that they fall over the edge, if you will, and then game on, because they end up learning that they had wings all along, that they were able to fly, and that this really does work.
And that's where the name the Maverick Millionaire comes in to play, I guess.
Yeah, I've been building up business now. I've been an entrepreneur. I've never worked for anybody. I've been an entrepreneur for 40 years now, always building my own destiny. And because of that, I looked back at my history and realized that so many of my businesses, one, they came out of thin air. Their bootstrapping is absolutely so much the part of the entrepreneur. How do you start something out of nothing? And so we create that space where I understand it implicitly and guide people through that process on how to create from zero, how to create from nothing, create this amazing abundance, and keep on moving forward in this way that's counterintuitive to how most people operate. And that's definitely where the Maverick component is. It's what I've been operating on for the last 40 years and now is a brand, if you will. But it's how I've been doing for a long time.
That's great, though. I mean, to have that philosophy anyway, I think is a real benefit. But also, you mentioned before that you're the dad of six kids. So I guess getting personal for a moment, how do you manage to juggle that? Because of course, life is full of distractions, and I'm sure many of your clients find that as well.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges is that people forget why they do what they do. They forget where they're going. And so when the first thing to get clear on is your goals, exactly what is your principal targets? What are your goals? What is your vision for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Where are you headed? And keep that in the forefront of your mind every day. And so one of my goals, and most people, when they do goals, by the way, it's not just goals in business. It's not just, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Isn't that nice? It's goals on both a personal level and a financial level. It's spiritual, it's contributions, it's all of the above. And you put it into your matrix. And so my goal was to be the best father, to be the best husband, and to be the best businessman I could be. So I set certain criteria, and this is really key. You can set criteria to make this work. One of the criteria I set over 25 years ago was I will never have a brick and mortar. I will never have a storefront I've got to go to every day. So all my businesses I declared early on were going to be with a cell phone and a computer and be able to be run from anywhere in the world. And with that, I was able to be home with my children, be home with my wife in the morning, late at night. I didn't have to go anywhere. And when I did, they could come with me. And so my wife's been by my side now with the business for the last 17 years, almost 18 now. The children have traveled all around the world with us as part of what we do. They've all been on stages. All of these things are part of just our world, and I designed that on purpose. It wasn't by accident. It was specific criteria. And most people don't approach their life in that way. Most people let life happen to them rather than designing it on purpose with intent.
I was going to ask about the involvement of your family, because obviously you are a family man, and you've mentioned that, you know, your children are heavily involved in the business. They've been on stage, and so is your wife. How important for you, Paul, was the support of your family? Do you think you could have done this without them?
I wouldn't have, you know, and I talk about, for instance, my wife, who is just amazing. And she has been my biggest supporter since day one, who believed in me more than I did of myself. And so, on the one hand, I probably wouldn't have done it, is really key. I would have been, you know, the couch potato, eating bonbons, watching movies or sports on TV. And I wouldn't have had the drive or the motivation to build anything greater because there was no purpose. My purpose is to build it for them, if you will. One of the challenges in that, in asking that question, is that a lot of people don't have the support. And so they look and they say, oh, easy for you to say, Paul. You had the love and support of someone by your side. And one of the things, and I talked about this earlier, is that that's the position that I play in for so many people that don't have the support, that don't have that naturally built into their life. That's the role that I play as their coach and mentor, is that they reach out to me and I play that role. We've got, for instance, a huge contingency of single moms in our group and single dads, that happened, that they gravitate to our world because they're looking for that community. And they're looking for that support that doesn't naturally come in.
I guess as well, working online can be a very isolated way of working anyway. We're behind a computer screen. So to have that community and also that person that's in your corner fighting for you to say, come on, you can do this. I guess that's a lot of the benefit of becoming part of the Maverick universe.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we've got clientele in the UK, across the United States, Canada, Australia. So we continue to stretch and grow, and we've got clientele in a dozen different countries now. And with that, we're able to really be there to support. And we also travel a lot, so people see me live as well. And it's just built up a great community. We've been around for a while now. And so the community aspect of everything that we do is so important. I want to share, and before it gets too late into this time frame, I want to share, if any of you are interested in continuing this conversation, we've been talking about support. Here's one of the things that I give that I do for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people that maybe just want to be entrepreneurs or small business owners, and you're in that transition, absolutely reach out to me. It's maverickoffer.com. Very simple, maverickoffer.com. Go there and you're going to be able to set up a free, absolutely free consultation with me. And yes, it's with me. I've had people get on the phone and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's actually you. I told you it would be me. It's actually me, because I learned long ago how to delegate most of what happens in my business, except for the things I love. This is the part that I love. So all the admin stuff and behind the scenes, I've learned to delegate. I've got amazing teams. This is what I love to do. So it's absolutely me. It's a free consult, and it's truly, it's not here to upsell you. It's not here to abuse you. It's here to help you in whatever, wherever you're at, on how to build to that next space. So please go to maverickoffer.com. It's my pleasure to work with you. Reach out.
Excellent. No, that's fantastic. Thank you, Paul. I mean, I know from my years online, the Maverick Millionaire is a brand that I've become aware of. I don't think you need to be online for very long to kind of stumble across you in many ways. I mean that in the best possible way. Of course, you are perhaps one of the very best at building a personal brand. How did that happen, by design, or is that something that's a happy accident?
Well, when you say a personal brand, so I started almost by accident. I was in, so been an entrepreneur, built up multiple different distribution businesses in the medical field, dental field, and then I got into real estate investing, huge component in the real estate world on real estate investing. I also was a mortgage broker and a mortgage banker and all of this great stuff. And do a lot of financing and teach on financing to people around the world as well. The way it ended up coaching and training and being here with the community is I was doing really well with real estate when I got into it, and we grew a multi-million-dollar portfolio almost overnight. And within 2 years, had about 10 million. And with that, people started tapping me on the shoulder like, how did you do this? And that's where coaching started. And so I got pulled into it. So my first brand was Paul Fink. So it wasn't really unique. Wasn't like, oh my gosh, look, he built a great brand. And I did that, and it was almost 10 years into the game of just going by Paul Fink and growing virally, if you will, grassroots all across the country, that I then started shifting, and we branded into the Maverick universe and the Maverick brand. And that resonated with me so much that it was a natural.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a great brand. And also, you know, in terms of your positioning, you know, you're standing shoulder to shoulder with some of the biggest names now in the world, some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world. Who do you look up to? Who do you admire?
Oh my gosh. You know, I almost hesitate to say, because things have gotten so political
right,
with so many of the names out there, but Richard Branson, definitely one of the ones that I have followed for decades now. I've actually been able to hang out with him. We've been down to Necker Island and spent some time with Richard, so that was awesome. Elon Musk, who I have not gotten a chance to meet yet, who's also somebody that is just an innovator and continues to reinvent himself, which is the Maverick way. The concept of never be happy with yesterday and always looking for what's going on tomorrow and how can you be a part of it. I want to point out, both Richard Branson and Elon Musk are multiple industries, just dozens of different industries they touch, dozens of different types of products and engagement, as well as their persona outside of their businesses. And that's what it thrills me and excites me about them, is that, you know, they're living their life on their terms and building greatness all around them all at the same time.
I think as well, it also ties back to something you said earlier, which is, you know, you do the bits of the business that you enjoy. I think it must be the same with those guys. They must just do the parts of the business that they enjoy as well. I can't imagine Elon Musk, you know, kind of rolling up his sleeves and starting to build a Tesla or starting to build a rocket ship, for example, or Richard Branson driving a train or a plane, perhaps. You know, it just wouldn't happen. So it does tie back really neatly. Paul, I know our time together today is limited, and thank you for taking us through, you know, your background and your business now. What's on the horizon for you? What excites you? What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning?
Oh my, we're driving things to another level. I'm in the process of talking about, I've got one movie that's already out. It's on Amazon, called Beyond Limitations. I'm considered a thought leader throughout the world. And so I'm on there with about 13 other great, amazing thought leaders and talking about that we have no limitations except for the ones that we put on ourselves. And what does that conversation look like? And so we're in the middle of talking about what's next in that. And we've got a couple movies under our belt that we're working on. So that's exciting and thrilling. And just to get more of our messaging out there to the world in a platform that'll sustain time. I also started a tech division this year, which is just being able to take the world by storm. And in all my frustrations in having perfect tech, in having tech that actually is going to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, all in one spot. So we've built that now. We've got a tech division. It's called Total All-in-One Solutions. It is one of the main products, which is a CRM. And so we've been starting to market that. So just in the same light as what we were just talking about, the multiple businesses, multiple industries, all of which for me is focused in on how to support the entrepreneur, how to support the small business, because all the businesses that I'm touching now have to do with that. So financing, our publishing house, now our tech division, all these things are all for the entrepreneur. And how do you build an abundant life where you don't have to know everything? You don't have to do it all yourself. There's tools out there. Make sure to reach for the tools, make sure to bring them into your world. And if anyone wants to talk about that on their consult, come to maverickoffer.com. Absolutely, we can talk about tech, we can talk about your book, we can talk about how to build a business, talk about speaking and training, being a speaker all around the world. All these are verticals that we work within.
Sure. And in terms of the buzzword at the moment is AI. Is it a good thing or is it a big scary monster?
You know, to be fearful of a big scary monster that is here to stay and going to be a part of your life doesn't make any sense to me. So absolutely embrace technology, embrace what's happening. I remember when I was in school and the calculator was going to be a smart calculator and all the teachers were like, no, you can't use the calculator during tests. And then the following year, you must use your calculator during tests. Yeah. Embrace it now. Be the leader. It's here to stay. And AI, it's one of the things that we've incorporated with all of our technology. We use it every single day. And if you're not at this point using AI every day in your business, you're behind eight ball. And that's the challenge, is that it came out and for about 6 months, whoever was using AI was like, oh man, they had this huge advantage. Now it's not just an advantage, it's a flat line. That's the core, that's the baseline now. Everybody's got to use AI or you cannot compete. And that's where we're at. So don't be scared of it. It's not that I'm scared. It's another piece of the pie of what we live with in our day. And embrace it. It's going to be highly important to your success.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the challenge is how to embrace it, but you must embrace it nevertheless. Yeah. Paul, yeah. I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Just a quick reminder once again, I know that you've mentioned this a couple of times whilst we've been having our conversation, but again, if anybody wants to find out more about you and have a one-on-one conversation with you, where do we need to go to do that?
Yep, maverickoffer.com. Please go there. You'll have a chance to go right into my schedule an appointment, be a pleasure. We'll spend some real quality time together and get to know one another and come with some great questions. I'll be able to help you out.
Excellent. Paul, again, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure. We wish you all the best for the future too.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.